Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Fighting between Russian and Ukrainian forces continues to rage near Europe's biggest nuclear power plant in a Russian-held area of eastern Ukraine. Friday's clashes came as inspectors from the UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency expressed concerns over the plant and its physical integrity, but they didn't blame either warring side. The International Atomic Energy Agency said that head said he expects to produce a report early next week after his team's visit to the plant and will brief the UN Security Council Tuesday. Meanwhile, Kremlin-backed local officials said one reactor that had been shut down on Thursday was restarted. Ukraine alleges that Russia is using the plant as a shield to launch attacks. Europe's energy crisis loomed larger Friday after Russian energy giant Gazprom said it could not resume the supply of natural gas through a major pipeline to Germany for now. The company cited what it said was a need for an urgent maintenance work to repair key components in an announcement made by just hours before it had been due to restart their deliveries. The Russian state-run energy company had shut down the Nord Stream 1 pipeline on Wednesday for what it said would be 3 days of maintenance. It said in a social media post on Friday evening that it had identified malfunctions of a turbine and added that the pipeline would not work unless they were eliminated. The move was the latest development in a saga in which Gazprom has advanced technical problems as a reason for reducing gas flows through Nord Stream 1, explanations that German officials have rejected as a cover for political power play following Russia's invasion.